Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. Do you have a restaurant inspection form or a site visit form that all of your management team understand of this form, how it's being scored, how their performance is being measured on a weekly or a monthly basis according to this restaurant inspection form that you have in place? It simply is a tool and a system. And I'm going to go over our form, and I'm hoping that it gives you some insight. If you do not have such a form in place, consider adding it. If you see fit, I'm going to go over it so you can see by the end of this episode if this is a good idea for you to add to your management systems. And if you already have such a thing, maybe hopefully it could be insightful adding a section or removing a section. If you have not revised your form in a while, it could be a good time to revise it. You know, what's relevant, what's not relevant. We do change our inspection form, actually. There is a section that we do change up based on the priority and the needs of the business and ultimately the weaknesses of our operations. When something, we see a trend of something not happening, we do change the scoring and or add different categories. But I'll go into that a little bit deeper. So first off, what is an inspection form? You know, we created an inspection form for our restaurant. It was mostly focused on cleanliness and safety, food safety, health safety, what have you. Once a month, we had a team member that we paid separate. She wasn't working operations. She was kind of an admin assistant. She would go to our restaurants once a month. Somewhat surprisingly, people did not know when exactly she was going to be there. She would go in and it was like 100-point scoring that she would do. And she would provide that score. And we had 12 of those in a year, of course. So that was something we did monthly when we only had one restaurant. And now that we have six restaurants, we have a site inspection form in place that happens religiously weekly. And my husband, Matt, and one of our managers kind of drive around, go through all of the six restaurants and go over this form. And it isn't form of accountability. It's a management system. It's non-negotiable. Things need to be objective. And so there's no negotiation there. That I said, you said, she said. It's not subjective. It's objective, as we talked about. And it's a way of measuring a manager's performance. And so I love it. It's an accountability form. I love that we are able to do that. And the point is, you cannot improve what you don't measure. Success is an iteration, a lot of iterations. And improving your restaurant operations will not happen one week to the next, boom, like in a blink of an eye, that you're going to be here and you're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of iterations. And you need to lead your team step by step to improve multiple aspects of your operations as a restaurant manager or owner, that we are improving different aspects of the restaurant week by week. And 6 months passes with these systems in place that you look back and you're like, my goodness, look where we are and where we were. And so that is always the vision we have. And I hope you have, again, constantly improving. That is what we do. We just constantly improve. And there's always room for improvement. So currently our inspection form, as I mentioned, is, you know, we did that for a long time. It's a piece of paper that we have in a clipboard. Again, our manager and my husband, Matt, they go through all of the stores. You can use software. We just signed up with a software company. It is like $20 a month, the one we use, and I would recommend it. However, you can start with a piece of paper today, this week, if it's something that you want to implement. So don't get fancy. Get it done. You can always improve your form later on. So first off, what are the sections that we look at? We want to measure our Texas hospitality level around here, which is our guest experience. Texas hospitality is one of our core values. So it really matters to us. And we want to make sure it is a priority for our managers and our team members. And that's why it's on the inspection form. That's why, because it matters. So things that we look in the Texas hospitality section are when our manager and my husband Matt are on the ground, they are going over the form, maybe filling out the safety inspections, checking date stickers, but they're listening and looking for different things. They're also looking if the phone script is being followed, if the customers are being properly greeted, is the front counter is uncluttered. Are the windows clean? Are there handprints of children? Is the staff engaged? All the things we look at, even the bathrooms, of course, if it's clean, kind of more looking at the guest experience coming in, even the uniform requirement. And there are points associated with each of these categories. You choose the point and the weight you give each category within here. And so whenever we have a weakness, for example, the uniforms, right? That's something that the guest sees and we want to look professional and nice. And if the team goes in a trend that the slacks off on the uniform side, maybe currently we're giving 4 points to this category. For instance, if we go through a trend of this going down, the points could go from 4 to 10 points. So our manager understands, oh, wait a minute, this is a weakness right now we have across the company. So everybody focuses on tackling and correcting that weakness. So that's kind of is the objective. We're not trying to get our managers to say, hey, gotcha, you're going down. That's not the objective. It's just kind of, again, it's a form of showing priorities within the company. We want to look up, is the music playing? The volume is where it needs to be. Is the proper music that we have at our stores or somebody changed it, the TV channels and all of that? That's kind of a little bit part of our Texas hospitality kind of sections of it, me reading it for you. The next section that's non-negotiable, of course, is the food safety and sanitization. This is ultimately, you put your hat on if you were to be a health inspector. What is a health inspector going to look for coming into your restaurant? Those are the same things you can put on a form that you go over your store on a weekly basis and score your management team. Has the proper hand washing happening? Surfaces are clean, the date stickers, as I mentioned. All the things. I mean, the FIFO stuff are happening, the temp logs, we do measure temp logs and the refrigeration stuff, and our ops book, all the things, all the products are dated, all the very sexy fun stuff, the food safety section that you choose what you put in there. The next section, which is a big chunk for us within our management site, is our systems, procedures, and processes. This has got to be a focus for your restaurant. There is no way for you to get consistency across shifts. If you are the system, you are not going to see scale. You cannot be the enforcer of the system. It is not Hingham's way, my way, John's way. It has to be how we do things at this restaurant. You need to have those systems and procedures for the team to know this is how it's done. Not because I say it or you say it, it doesn't matter. This is what we do in this company. And so systems has got to be emphasized starting when you have one restaurant. So hopefully you'll have 2, 5, 6, 10, 20, and 30. So this is the same thing we're going through, enforcing our systems, same thing. So we have tools that we have in our company. One of them is our ops book that I previously have mentioned. It's like a binder book customized for each of our stores. So on a Tuesday, a manager knows the food order needs to happen. These are the 3 deep cleanings that must happen. The temp lock, all of that is in our ops book that we have. And so when the site inspection happens, we're going to open that binder. Is that ops book being used or not? There's like a 4 points associated with that. We have a master prep sheet. We have office. Is it functional where the employee folders, are they organized? Is the office, out of whack? We have a training passport. We have a training visual control board, which is a whiteboard. We're keeping track of all of our team members and their training, because if you don't measure it, if you're communicating that it's not a priority, it's in here with a chunk of a big score because it matters. And that's, again, investing in our team is one of our core values, always investing. So that is there. Then we have, is the scale being used for portion control? The cut tablet or cuts table is stocked. I mean, these are the things that are here. The vegetable prepped correctly. Are the vegetables fajita sliced? Are they diced? Are they being consistently thinly sliced the way we have it in our standards? We look at the meats. Are they properly prepped? The refrigeration coil. I mean, if you have that, there's a maintenance section here as well as part of the systems, the coil for refrigeration, the oven, the drains. Thank you very much. Those sections are here as well on the inspection form. You choose what you put on yours. So this is, I'm sharing with you what we have. And we also look at food that comes out. We own pizzerias. So it's in the middle of operations when the site visit happens, we observing the service, our team's performance, serving our guests, as well as the products that are coming out. Are the pizzas looking consistent? You have to score the crust, the bake, the portions, the placement, the way it is, what have you. But you have your own food. So you need to figure out how you're going to measure food quality and consistency. There are scores associated with that as well. So ultimately, this is the same form that we use weekly across all six stores. So it's the same person who conducts them all. There's no conflict of interest. So there's no arguments. We then later take pictures of this, post it on our logbook. So it is documented and it goes into a binder because again, it's a way of measuring our manager's performance and they're aware of it. And I love the fact that a manager can know ahead of time. These are, it's like when you in college or high school, if you are going to have a test and the teacher is already giving you the questions that goes into the test. This is how I'm going to measure your score, as you know, your performance on this aspect of the business. You already know the question. So it really makes it easy for our managers to know, what are we going to look at? What do we measure? What matters in the company? So the managers know exactly what to work on to see improvements. So what are your thoughts on this? Do you have a site visit, field visit form, inspection form? How often are you doing it? If you're tuning into this episode on the YouTube show, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. What's one thing you can take away from this episode? Go implement, save yourself some dough, make yourself some dough, and let me know your thoughts. And with that, this is the end of this show. We've got to get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.